Gemara says on the top of Daf Memchas, "Aman Alfa Marava Uhu VaAchem Mitzafin Leida Zecher Shorish Chodesh Rahavelu Trei VeChad LeInvav Shal Echad VeMakim Shnayim." So Rabbi Kibego Ben Gil Neshas Nasek Kasha. He says that Rava LeShitasoi holds in Sanhedrin Daf Chozayin that Rava Shemayim is Kasha LeHayid if he's not Rava Brios, then he could be made in Edus Acheres. So over here, he's just Rala Shemayim, he's not Rala Bios. All he did was made on the Levana, so there is no Rala Bios. So it should be Matil Gami. What is the problem if he's not Rala Bios over here through the Edus that he gave? And some are going to want to answer that there could be a Musig of Rala Bios and his Edus on the Levana, because if he made Rish Chodesh a day early, that means that somebody who's Ben Yud Gimel would become a Gadol that day. And if he did an Aver, which is Chayim Misa, now he's Chayim Misa for the Aver that he did because of their Edus. So their Edus has been guarding them to be a Rala Brios because of their Eidus, now somebody could be Chayiv Misa or Chayiv and Einish. So that could be a possible Teretz of Bikibeger's Kasha. But Bikibeger, I think, is going with Shitasa, then he doesn't hold this Teretz. He holds Zachar, that's not considered a direct Eidus on the Brios. It's Mimela, that wouldn't be considered Rala Brios, because Bikibeger says in the Tshuva that when you're made on Levana, you're not over Lasana Brecha Eid Shaker. It's not an Eidus by Re'acha, it's an Eidus on Levana, not Re'acha. It is Re'acha, because the Eidus that you're saying is Negia to Re'acha. So you see that Bikibeger you held that that's not considered a direct Eidus on Re'acha, even though it's a Dabar de Mimela, but that's not what the Eidus is on, and therefore you won't be over in Lassana Re'acha Eidshaka, and L'chay L'fidat L'shitasei, that's why he asks this kasha over here as well, that the fact that there could be an indirect Re'alabrias, that's not enough to consider Re'alabrias, and Mimela, he asks his kasha.